I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. You've been waiting for it all year, and it's time for the strangest sports of 2016. We begin with the World Wife Carrying Championship that took place in Finland in July. About 40 pairs of contestants from seven countries were in attendance. The most popular mode of transit was the Estonian method. That's wrapping the women's legs around the man's head, hanging upside down behind them, allegedly inspired by how Eastern Europeans used to carry their women, at least according to folklore. British comedian Eddie Izzard completed 27 marathons in the same amount of days as part of a grueling charity challenge. He raised over $1 million while paying tribute to Nelson Mandela.
It's a challenge. It's a human endeavor. It's a salute to Nelson Mandela. 27 marathons, 27 days. He spent 27 years in prison. Surely I can give 27. Days of my life.
The 54-year-old Izzard covered 1,138 kilometers through South Africa. He completed his final marathon on the steps of the Union Buildings in Pretoria. That's where Mandela was inaugurated as the country's first democratically elected president in 1994. In the United States, Joey Jaws Chestnut beat his own record in winning the annual Independence Day eating contest at Nathan's Famous in Coney Island. Chestnut downed 70 hot dogs, that's the most ever eaten at a competition, and buns in 10 minutes, beating his second place challenger by 17 dogs. Rob Hogan and Emma Morgan were crowned British speed golf champions after victory at the Dale Hill Golf Club in East Sussex on August 14th. The skill lies in balancing your running pace while managing your ability to quickly and accurately play your shots to achieve the lowest possible score. Hogan ran and carded a round of 82 strokes on the par 69 course in just 36 minutes, 59 seconds. That gave the Irishman a speed golf score of 118.59, enough to successfully defend his championship title. Emma Morgan successfully defended her women's title, taking 98 shots in 63 minutes, 17 seconds. The World Bog Snorkeling Championships took place in Wales on August 24th. Contestants pay a fee to swim two lengths of the almost 55-meter-long trench. They're not allowed to raise their arms above the water as they make their way through the bog. Anna Lohman from Sweden claimed the top prize in the ladies' competition. Her time, 1 minute, 33 seconds. 2016 Car Jumping Championship took off in May in West Sussex. Drivers accelerate their cars over a ramp in an attempt to fly over a line of eight old wrecks and hopefully land safely on the opposite side. Each attempt is judged on elevation, the reception from the crowd, and, of course, their distance. 27-year-old Stuart Pateman, who drove an old Ford Mondeo, took this year's title in his very first attempt at the car jumping event. Motorsport doesn't get much stranger than lawnmower racing. 43 teams lined up for the highlight of the lawnmower sporting calendar. It's the annual 12-hour endurance race in the village of Five Oaks in southern England, with the winning entry completing 415 laps of the 1.41 kilometer circuit. We understand not one blade of grass was cut during the event. Elephant polo used to be a big attraction in the southern port city of Galle in Sri Lanka until the last tournament in 2007. That ended when one of the elephants went on the rampage and headbutted several cars. That was the end of elephant polo in the city. But rather than let the sport die out completely, local hotel owner Jeffrey Dobbs and his niece Rachel unleashed tuk-tuk polo. Using the three-wheeled motorbike taxis more commonly seen zipping through traffic in Sri Lanka, Thailand, and other parts of Asia. With a local driver at the wheel, players concentrate on wielding a polo mallet from the rear seat. The players insist the sport involves a great deal of skill and daring. Injuries are commonplace.
Oh, yeah, we have a winner. Yay!
More than 200 snails slugged it out in the annual World Snail Racing Championship in Norfolk, England. It's an event which has been running, or crawling, since the 1960s. This year's winner, Herbie the Second, owned and trained, yes, trained, by Colin Voss from Cambridgeshire, a first-time entrant in the event. Herbie had the infamous red, white, and blue racing stripes along his shell in memory of the famous VW Beetle namesake. Other competitors had names such as Uslime Bolt, Queen Thistle, Turbo, and Speedy. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.